thought about tomorrow seemed like a long time to come.
It's 5:21 on Downtown, headed home on a Friday afternoon. Time to talk food, as we do every week at this time. It's Shut Up and Eat. And Joe Riccio joining us. Joe, good afternoon.
Hello. How's it going?
Well, it's great. All of America waiting for your segment.
Well, that's what I figured. You know, everybody's just waiting with bated breath.
No question about it. Now, last week you were up in this area, paid a little visit to Brahma Grill. What did you think of your first time there?
Oh, I loved it, actually. I like how it just, it doesn't overthink. You know, it's very simple, delicious, like comfort food. The barbecue boar was amazing. The elk was amazing. It wasn't trying to be something that it wasn't, with either the decor or the menu. So I really liked it. I was very happy.
Well, that's kind of what we want to talk about this week, are mistakes that restaurants made. And let's start with new restaurants as you travel around. What's a common mistake that new places often make?
I think that the most profound mistake of a new restaurant is assuming that it's the customer's job to figure out what you're all about. You know, like they have these menus and the chef has this quote-unquote like mission statement, and they think that for some reason, like, the consumers are out there like doing, you know, they're like doing homework or something and trying to figure out what they're about. You know, it's like, no, you have to be the one that puts yourself out there and tells people what you're doing. Like, don't assume everybody reads, you know, food blogs or whatnot. Like, there's only like 2% of people that do. And yeah, I mean, just drop the attitude, you know, like, be comfortable explaining what you're all about to people, and don't overstaff, because there's nothing worse than watching 10 servers standing around like one table each. That's when you make the most mistakes, when you're slow. Like, everybody knows that. Like, the slower you are, the more mistakes you make. When you're busy, you get in a rhythm and it's all good. But all these new restaurants are so scared of some idiot leaving a Yelp review that they overstaff, you know, dramatically, and everybody loses.
Now, for established restaurants, are there things that they do that don't help their cause and keep people coming back?
Well, I mean, if they're established, they get their business part down. You know, if you're an established restaurant, you're better than 97% of the other restaurants in the country that open, because you've actually made it and achieved the term, you know, established. I guess the most glaring thing is to rest on your laurels. You know, it's like, usually when, like, you know, the restaurant passes from, like, the father to the son just interested in, like, having his friends come in and do cocaine and drink, you know, whiskey for free, and then the restaurant goes downhill because he doesn't care anymore. So that's one thing that can happen to an established restaurant. Also, it's just, you gotta keep it up. Like, you gotta maintain, you gotta keep things interesting. Like, you know, it's okay to have the same menu, but it's all right to also, you know, have a couple specials, like, show that somebody in the kitchen actually cares. It's not just a factory churning out food, you know. But at the same time, like I said, they're established, so they're all good. Whatever. They're fine.
Joe Riccio, Dispatch Magazine, Down East Magazine, joining us here on Downtown for Shut Up and Eat. Is there a dish, a particular dish or a type of food maybe, that you would rather just take care of yourself at home than go out to a restaurant?
Yeah, definitely Italian-American food. I will take my meatballs, sauce, chicken parm, all that over any restaurants any day. Also my bolognese. Also Chinese food, more up here than, you know, in like New York or whatever. But I think I'm fairly proficient with both Chinese American and Sichuan food, like Mapo tofu, things like that. That's what I'd rather make for myself, because I associate it with, like, being home and having a huge bowl of it and not worrying about anything.
And what's so much work that you just let somebody else do it for you?
Well, funny thing is, my favorite food, sushi. Like, sushi is my favorite thing to eat when it's good. And it's the one thing I don't have any interest in learning how to do. Because, you know, it takes so many years to perfect the simplest elements of that kind of cooking, you know, like the rice, you know, to cut the fish. Like, you can go spend $300 at Brown Trading on the best fish, and you can massacre it, you know, with your $400 knife. Like, if you don't know how to do it, there's just no point. So I leave the sushi to the masters, you know? Like, I'm happy to pay the prices and have it presented and done. I just, that's the one thing. Sushi's my favorite food, and I'll never prepare it myself.
Joe Riccio talks food with us every Friday on Shut Up and Eat. Joe, thanks as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Joe. It's about 26, almost 27, after 5 o'clock here on our way to